From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Syrian ceasefire agreement is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria. Kerry said Sunday fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours. But violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front-runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina. Senator Marco Rubio was in second place, barely edging out Senator Ted Cruz. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic caucuses by a 52.7 to 47.3% margin over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with the promise to crush Islamist militants and increase development in the country. 2 days of violent protests in northern India have turned deadly and have plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week-long demonstration by members of the rural agricultural Jat caste. They are demanding federal and state benefits, including guaranteed government jobs and university placement. The protests turned violent Friday, with demonstrators setting fire to houses and railway stations and damaging equipment that transports water. This is VOA News.